Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Tezvav, and we continue again daf Tezvav in the Archgold pagination on Oz V'Hadar. We are still on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, we continue where we're up to. We just spoke about the makoros for Dishun Mizbeach HaPanimi, Dishun HaMenorah. Now we're up to Rebbe Zeira Beshim Rebbe Chanina Ketores Shekavas. What happens if I have some ketores? We'll be talking about these cleaning out the ketores off the mizbeach ketores. What happens if I put some ketores on the fire and it didn't all burn? Shekavas, it either fell off and it didn't burn, or kavas, the Pnei Moshe just explains that the coals went out. Now sometimes you have coals that are burning and you're trying to make a barbecue and they go out before you get time. You have to relight them. So here the coals went out and there's still some unburned ketores on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Humina. It has the status of a Bahmum, meaning there's no need to reburn it. Afilu Bekratin, even if there are big pieces. She'ein ksiv ichul ela al Mizbeach achitzon. Because the concept of ichul, of totally being consumed, and we know that's the halacha if a limb, you know, jumps off the Mizbeach, and falls off the Mizbeach, maybe you have to put it back on if it's a certain amount of time and not totally destroyed. So, Einksiv Ichol Ela Al Mizbeach HaChitzon. The concept of Ichol is only on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, he says, Einksiv Ichol, Shelo Nomar Din Ichol El Mizbeach HaChitzon, Dichsiv Be Asher Tochal Ha'esh, Avo B'Mizbeach HaPnimi. When it comes to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Miyad Sheshalta Bo Ha'esh, Nasis Mitzvaso. Right when it starts burning, that's all you have to do. When the ketores starts burning, you've been yotzei your mitzvah. Meaning it's more a din, I would say, in the maisa than in the resulting ichol. Right? That's what it seems to be. When it comes to the mizbeach achitzon, there's a din of ichol of the basar. But here, there's a din of a maisa haktara, and you did a maisa haktara, so you don't need to do more than that. There is a lumdus of the griz. The griz in the griz al Rambam. Right? It's on page 82. He says, Hine b'Yerushalmi Yoma, Perek Beis. He says, our Gemara. So he says, very nice, like this lumdus, that when it comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, then there's a din that it has to be ne'echal, it has to be consumed, while here by Ketores is just a Maisa HaKtara. But he says, the one thing that bothers me is the language of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, if you have a piece that wasn't burned, Humima. Humima means like, it's considered a Balmum. A balmum, right? The Gemara should have said, nasis mitzvaso. The Gemara could have just said, yeah, you did what you were supposed to do. Humma means that there's something wrong here. It became puzzle somehow. It became puzzle. What's a puzzle? Right? It's a different avoda, right? When it comes, it's like there was a problem with this. So after he, again, in this paragraph, he quotes the what we just explained. Ava b'ktores leka din ichol. Ube maisa haktara levan nigmar mitzvasa. Just the maisa haktara. Ava tzarech yin lefize. My lishna dechumima denakat. What's this lashon? Again, we have this chus of learning Yerushalmi, so we get to have this griz help explain the Gemara. If you're learning Bavli, you look this up often, like you see, oh, look in Yerushalmi, sometimes we'll skip that paragraph. I'm doing the Bavli now. But now we're learning Yerushalmi. He talks about Yerushalmi. He says, Tzarachin, what's the lishon of chumima? Follow Ikra din bazehu. What's the Ikra din that we just explained it? Mishum shekfar nigmara mitzvasa b'maisa haktara. You finish what you're supposed to do. V'shuv ein kan chovas hachazara. There's no chiyuv to put it back. V'lishna dehumima mashma dehadein maktir. So the huma sounds like the reason you're not maktir is not because you did what you're supposed to do, but that you're not allowed to, because it was nifsal. V'lo chaz yisula mitzvasa v'zeh tzarech biur. That's tzarech biur. So he goes into a different context where he quotes a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which we're not going to do, but he talks about there are really two elements, and he proves it from that Rashi and Tosfos. There's an idea of a maisa haktara, but there's also a din that even if I don't have to be mocked or something, if I do, it's called a maisa haktara. Right? I did what I was supposed to do, but there's still a din if there's any of the object left. If I burn it, it still counts, let's say. It's still called a maisa haktara. It's not like just burning garbage on the, or not burning something. So he says, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Not only is there Nasis Mitzvasa, which we know from the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi is teaching us a Chiddush that once it's burned and the fire goes out, it's no longer called a Maisa Haktara. And if you'd want to burn it, it would just be burning something, Stam, on the Mizbeach HaPrimi. He says that's the Chiddush. V'niskayim, you would have said, based on the Bavli, v'niskayim mitzvasam b'maisak tar levad af belo ichol avalo shahachefza yufka midin haktara shalo yachul ba'od maisak tar klal v'lo yasa od gam lach bo shom esbech al zehu debo divrei ha-Yerushalmi dekatoras shekavas humima rotzol omar dekivan shekavsa v'nigmar ha-haktara once the haktara is done kfar chal ba-shem deshen u'mitzvasa b'dishun the mitzvah now is to take it off. Not to burn it. Once it's called Dishon, now it's time to put this next to the Mizbeach. Even if it didn't totally burn, there's no more Haktara. Now, the destiny of this is Dishon. So that's a lumdus of the Brisker Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam. So that's the first halacha of the day. That if the Ktara is not all of it burned, so then it's okay. You did a Mais Haktara. Next. Psila Shekavas. What about you go to the menorah? And you see, the wick is still usable. Are you allowed to just relight it the next day? You want to save on wicks? So, psila shakava, sricha dishun, do you have to like take it out and then put a new one in? Right? Or do we say that you could just leave it? There's a Rashba that talks about this in Shin Yotes, in the Chuvas, but the Gemara assumes, right? Dishun ma miyad? The Gemara says what? Right away? Could you remove it right away? Like, and the way the Pnei Moshe explains this. What if it just went out, it's still kind of hot and still burning a little bit? Could you already do Dishun then if you can't redo it? Tamudi Drebichia Barlulani Amr, no. Me'at Tzorach Shehei Meitzan. And how to read this? We'll read this as an answer. No, you have to wait till it cools off. You have to wait till it cools off, right? Because if you don't wait till it cools off and it's still burning a little bit, then by moving it or disrupting it at all could be at least a partial Avera of Kibui. Of kibuy of the fire. We're not allowed to put out any of the fire on the Mizbeach or on the Mizbeach HaPanimi either. And therefore you can't touch it until it is cooled off. That's Meitzan. Me'ata. You have to wait till it's cooled. See the, this is the way the Pnei Moshe explains it. It's actually a Meitzan HaPsila. V'lo yadashin osa ba'ochi he'tachama. Don't touch it while it's hot. V'lo kalo ha'esheba. While the fire is still on it. U'mepnei shezehu kimechabe biyadayim. It's like being mechabe. Be very careful about being mechabe. There's a Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Aleph, which talks about if somebody is no dev yayin al gabi hamizbeach, not for nisach hayayin. Somebody's no dev yayin. So the Gemara talks about mezalfin. You sprinkle it on the mizbeach. You sprinkle the wine on the mizbeach. The Gemara asks, isn't that iser kibui ha'aish? The Gemara says darishenim eskavin. Darishenim eskavin. Psikresha. The Rishonim there asks, isn't it psikresha? That's a kasha. It's a fascinating application of Psik Reisha outside of Hilchos Shabbos. We know Psik Reisha applies outside. The Mishnah in Nazir. Nazir can't brush his hair normally. But Psik Reisha, the hair is going to come out. Or in Zvachim Sadi Aleph, there are other examples, as well. But, the Gemara says you have to wait till before you do the Dishun, you have to wait till it cools off. So it's totally not, any type of kibui. Shemen, maoshi yitzarach Dishun. Let's say you have leftover oil. Do you have to take it out? Or can you leave it in for the next night? Leave it in for the next night. Maoshi yitzarech dishun. So again, this relates to Hanukkah. Right? Hanukkah, they lit it, and it lit straight for 8 days. Right? So that's a different type of derech nes. There, obviously, it was left over, and it never finished. But shemen maoshi yitzarech dishun. So, does it need dishun? So, milsi dershmol barav yitzchak amra. Shemen tzarech dishun. From the following comment of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, it must be that you cannot use the leftover oil. You got to take it out and use new oil. Why would he know that from the following comment? He made the following comment when he knew the Mishnah in Menachos. The Mishnah in Menachos says that you have to put in the coin that fills it up every day has to put in the same exact amount of oil every night of the year. It doesn't matter if it's the winter or it's the summer. And it's much longer nights. You put in enough oil to last the entire night. Half a lug of oil in each of the cups. So that lasts the longest nights. So when Rishuel Bar Yitzchak read that, he made a comment. Aren't you being very wasteful then? Rishuel Bar Yitzchak boy, me'ata be'echa b'dukuv es teves mi'chatzi lug l'choner. Be'echa b'dukuv es tamus chatzi lug l'choner. You can have the same meaning. What's he commenting on? It sounds like by the end of the night, if it's the shorter nights, like in the summer, then aren't you being wasteful? What does that reflect? You're being wasteful. You're going to have to take the extra and just throw it out and be medashid it. If you could just use from the previous nights, you wouldn't make a comment like, oh, you're being so wasteful. It's not. You'll just use the following. So it must be from his comment about that Mishnah that he says, you're being so wasteful, we know that it must be that Dishun is done. The Gemara has an answer to that comment, but we don't reject that, the proof. Because what's the answer to the comment? We have this back in Shkalim. Amar Yosi, no. In min hadal lesh shma min aklum. If it's from that Mishnah, don't ask me any kashas from there. There's no wasting. Why? To Tanina Taman, we learned back in Shkalim, there were different people appointed to different activities and jobs in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash. Ben Babi alapakia. Ben Babi was in charge of the wicks. Shahaya mezavik es apsilus. Right? He figured out how thick or thin to make the wicks so that the oil lasted. Right? During the summer when the fire was, when the nights were much shorter, you had thicker wicks. So the oil would burn faster and be used up faster. So there's no wasting. Right? Every night, by the morning, the oil was supposed to be used up. But the raya from this discussion is still a raya. They had to take it out and then put it, back in. You couldn't use what was left over. Interesting. On Hanukkah, there are many parallels between Neiris Hanukkah and Neiris Mikdash. In Halacha, there are many parallels between those two. Right, there's halachas that are learned out amazingly. Right, halachas that are learned out. The Gemara talks about the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph talks about the Isser Hishtamshus. You're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles. Right, we say in Haneiros Alalo, Veinlanu Rishus Lamech Behem El Rosim Bilvad. Why? Right, why is there an Isser Hishtamshus? Shabbos candles you have to use. Why is there an Isser Hishtamshus for Hanukkah candles? So Rashi says, so it's Nikar that it's L'shei Mitzvah. After all, in the olden days you had candles all over the place, just to have light. So Rashi, you have one candle you don't use. So it's Nikar L'shei Mitzvah. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. But if you, and the Ramban says it's a Bizayin if you use it, but if you look in the Balamar and the Me'iri and other Rishonim, what do they say? Dumya de Mikdash. Just like the Beis HaMikdash Ner, you're not allowed to use, says the Me'iri, there Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Ho'al v'hein zecher l'neros u'l'shem en hechol, because they're connected to those neros, right? Connected to the Isser Anah. But there are others, right? We put a menorah in the shul, a Hanukkah in the shul. Why? Dumya de Mikdash. Where is it supposed to be? On the south side of the shul. Just like the menorah in the base of Mikdash was on the south side of the shul. Even the Nusach HaBracha, fascinating discussion. We'll see what this has to do with us. Nusach HaBracha, the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachas, when do you say, all the Rishonim have, when do you say lit, when do you say al? Right? Different rules in the Rishonim. So the Rambam says, lit is pre-mitzvah. Al is post-mitzvah. If you make it a bracha afterwards, that's why he said when you pick up the lit, you say al natil lulav, because you're already kind of yotze when you picked it up, the Rambam says. But al. So says that's the Rambam. The Ravid says, what about Kriyas HaMegillah? Why do you say al mikra Megillah? He's saying it beforehand. It should be li. So the Ravid says, because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Even if it's beforehand, if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you say al. Says the Ravid, and what about Neiris Chanukah? Lahavik Neir Shel Chanukah. If you're telling me that all d'rabbanan is Lahavik Neir Shel Chanukah, the Ravid says, unbelievable. But this is patterned after the Ner in the Mikdash, and that was Daraisa. So because the Ner in the Mikdash was Daraisa, and this is patterned after it, that's good enough to say Li. Inami says the Ravid, Mebnei Shezu HaBracha Hukva'a Al Nero Shebe Mikdash Shehen Shal Torah. This is the bracha they used by the Mikdash. L'fichach Asa'uhu Keshal Torah. Amazing. But one of the other issues that has to do with our sugya here, talking about whether you can use leftover oil one night for the next night, we say no. What about for Hanukkah? Bizman is that you're allowed to use leftover? So we said, yeah. If you have oil left over from one night, you could use it the next night. It's not as exactly the same as the menorah. But what about the last night? What about the last night? So the last night, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, you should burn it. You should burn it. Burn it in a medura bifnei atzma. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Hanukkah, Tafresh Ayin Zayin Sif Dalet, Anosar B'yom HaShmini Min HaShemen, Hatzorach l'shir adlaka, sh'osel medura v'sorfo bifnei atzma, sh'harei huksalu mitzvaso. What do you have to burn it for? What, you have to burn it? What do you have to burn it for? So some of Salvechik said, do me the mikdash. Maybe it's like no sir. If it's like no sir, and therefore left over, right, you'd have to burn to treat like to treat like that. Okay, so that's the, but again, this is, so it's not exactly parallel, but it definitely has its parallel. So that's in terms of the, Dishon. Good, we continue. Ha-ha. So now we're getting back. In our Mishnah we had earlier, and in Meseches Tamid. Here in the Meseches Tamid, at Omar Meitav V'achar Kach Machtir. Right in the morning, when we said two different Kohanim go in, one goes in to clean out the menorah, and one goes in to do the burning of the Ketores. So in our Mishnah, just here, and in the Mishnah in Tamid, we have first the cleaning out of the menorah, Hatavas HaMenorah, and then we have Haktaras HaKetores. But earlier back in the first parak, when we talk about the things that we teach the Kohen Gadol, at Omar Machtir V'achar Kach Machtir. It says the opposite order. So which is it? Which do you do first? The cleaning out of the menorah cups or the burning of the ketores? Our Mishnah and the Mishnah Tamid, it sounds like first is Hatava, and the Mishnah earlier in the first parak says first is Haktara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tamid Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvahi. Our Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Tamid is reflecting a shita of Rabbi Shimon, the man of mitzvah. That's his shita. The first parak here is reflecting a different sheet. Machlokas Tanoim. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Velo Kula. Don't think when we say that Mishnah over there is reflecting Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah, it doesn't mean the whole Masechta. The whole Masechta, as much as we could keep, as being connected to the Rabbim, we'll do. The Mishnayis that we have problems with Stiras, then we'll have to say that. Ela Milin Srichin L'Rabbanan. Only the things that are needed. See the Karban Eida, Velo Kula, Lav Kol Seder HaTamid, Kareb Shimon, Isha Mitzvah Asa. Not all the whole thing. Ella, Dvarim Dekashilu L'Chachamim, L'Stama Ahadadi, when the Rabbanan had two anonymous Mishnayis, contradictory, Hu Damrinan DeTamid Kareb Shimon Asya. That's what they said that. Aval Shar Stama Asinamik Rabbanan, but other the anonymous parts would rather say like the Rabbanan. Good. Similar conversation. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Acha, B'Shem Rabbi Avo, Midos to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi. The Mesechas Midos is following Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he has some unique shitas. Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun Velo Kula. Doesn't mean every single Mishnah there. Ela Milan Ditzrichin L'Rabbanan. Right, when the Rabbanan had a Tzarech Iyun, and they had to work out a Stira, so that's when they said that. Good. My time is Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. So let's get to the content. Right, what do you do first? What's the source for when the Kohen in the morning, Hatavas Haneros or Haktaras Ketores? Right, what do you do first? So Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah said that first you do the Hatavas Haneros and then you do the Haktara. What's his source? Ba Boker, Beitivos Haneros, Yaktirena. So the Pasuk says, when you're mate of the Neros, sounds like right after that, then you burn the Ketores. So that's his Makar. First you do the Hatavas Haneros, then you do the Ketores. Rav Acha bar Chinina b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'Revi. Time under Rabbanan. Where did the Rabbanan get their shita that you flip it? Michutz l'parochas ho'edus ba'ol moed. Ya'aroch oso aharon u'banav. The Aaron and they should set up the candles. Me'erev ad boker shelo yehei sham ela hatofas neiros bilvad. So we darshan from there. Ya'aroch oso is me'erev, that's the last thing done. The last thing done is the hatofas neiros. Therefore, you know that's done after the haktaras. Lo yeh sham el hatavas neiros bilvad. That's the last thing to do. And that is the you see the karban eida. Lo yeh sham avoda acheres el azud ein hatavas neiros. That's the only thing left. Visakadav haktara baser avoda. If haktara is later, then there is another avoda afterwards. Amar Reb Yochanan lo kavu pious latamid shel bein harbayim. There was no pious, Rabbi Yochanan says, for the afternoon Tamid. Right, we just spoke about the pious in our Mishnah, or who is Zoche? Ella Amru, Misha Zoche B'Shach, was Yizkeh Ben Arbayim. Whoever did the first, got in the mornings, does the parallel in the afternoon. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says there is no extra pious. No extra pious. The interesting, the Ritva, according to this day, the Ritva wonders, but the Ritva in Yuma, Daf Chavav, but isn't, nobody did the Ketores twice, as we'll see. Right, if anybody did the Ketores twice, and then fine for everything else, they could do it twice. But the Ketores? Says the Ritva, Nicha b'shar payasos, aval b'Ketores ma'ikel ha'meymar, taloshana adam me'olam, nobody did that again. So v'yesh b'tartzim, so maybe the one who did the Ketores in the morning went to the guy next to him and said, you got this afternoon. That's how it worked. Misha Zocha Biktoris Bishachris Amr Lazesh Sheimo Sheyiska Bo Arvis. Okay, so it was basically chosen in the first pious. Different person. But then the Ritva quotes another day that maybe not to be shoneh just means on a different day. But you could do it twice on the same day. It's kind of like the same bracha. Same bracha. So that's why maybe there's another day, but that's the Ritva, even if there was no pious. Good. So Rabbi Yochanan says there was no pious for the afternoon, for the tamid, for all of those parts of the animal, but whoever was zoche in the morning did it in the afternoon. Says the Gemara of Hatani, says the Brisa, ki pious shal shachris, kein pious shal bein ha'arbayim. The Brisa says they did a pious in the afternoon. And not only that, v'azocha, zocha latzmo. If you were zoche, you can't be mechabe somebody else. If you were zoche, you have to do it. But it'll be a bizayon to give it away. Hazocha zocha la'atzmo, the Karban Eda says, she'ein ha'kohen hazocha yochol lomar l'chaveri, ani nosin avodah shezochisi ba. I'll let you do it. But you can't say it. You were chosen. You can't put it off. Right? Mitzvah bo yoser me b'shlucho. Right? It's not only was the mitzvah yoser b'shlucho, but it's you were chosen here. If you were chosen here, you can't dish it off. Right? Mitzvah bo yoser me b'shlucho is not found that often in the Gemara. Right, it's found in the beginning of the second Berakah of Kiddushin, and it's only found by two mitzvahs. Right, it's found by marriage, and it's found by Kavod Shabbos. Those are the only two that are mentioned there in Maseches Kiddushin. Something about that. Rashi there generalizes it. Rashi Kiddushin says, because when you do a mitzvah yourself, you get greater schar. Right, general. But it's interesting to think about why Dafka, those two are mentioned, Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos. Both of those might even be Hechsher mitzvahs. Again, according to some Rishonim, like the Rush, getting married is not even a mitzvah, right? It's just a hechsher mitzvah, the puravu. So dafka there, mitzvah bo yosme b'shlucho, right? Yeah, those are the only cases that are mentioned. So we mentioned in the past the Netziv in Zos HaBracha and Kuf Samach Tes that says maybe there are special types of hechsher mitzvahs, two categories. There's hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah and hechsher mitzvah she'ein haksuva b'Torah. Most hechsher mitzvahs, it doesn't say in the Torah to sharpen the knife for the bris. It doesn't say in the Torah to cut the horn off of the ram for shofar. But it does say build a sukkah. And it does say make tzitzis. So even though those are heksher mitzvahs that is mentioned, so marriage is in the Torah also. Even if it's a heksher, it's a kiyikach, it's mentioned in the Torah. Okay. But anyway, the Brisa says that there is another pious in the afternoon. How can Rabbi Yochanan say not? Reb Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana tiftar b'shahaisa ha-shabbos ach echad b'shahaisa Shabbos. It was Shabbos. By Shabbos, you need another pious. Why? Because there's a switching of the mishmaris, maybe. Echad mishmar habav, echad mishmar ayotzei. So you can't just say the morning ones did it. When Rabbi Yochanan said that there's only one pious, he meant that on a weekday. But on a Shabbos, there's two. On Shabbos, there are two. And look at the Rambam. The Rambam talks about that in Hilchas Timidin Umusafin in Perek Dalad. When the Rambam paskins, the Rambam says, "Hapayis Ashlishi." Right? What's the Payis Ashlishi? Omer Lanamuna Lachal Anshu. We'll see this in the Mishnah. Mishlo Hikter Torahs Miyamav Yovo Viyafis. Hapayis Aravi Miskapse Kulan Umifisin Leida Mimale Vram Kevish Lamizbeach Hefisu V'Zacha Mishazacha Tamid Shalbeinu Arba'im Ein Mefisin Lo Payis Acher. Right? There's, the Tamid Shalbeinu Arba'im, there is no second pious. Ela kol kohen shezocha ba'avodah min ha'avodah shachris, yizka ba'ben arba'im. Rambam says that. Right? There is zocha chutz min haktores. Shein mefisim lo pious achar ben arba'im, v'yavo kol mi shelo hikter ktores me'olam, me'anchi oso be'sav, v'yafisu alea. Except for the ktores. The ktores, they did do another pious. Because nobody could do that twice. V'kfar hektiru kulam yimeyem. The Rambam does say, if everybody already got a chance, that they could do it again. Mefisin lo kulan b'shachris b'payas ha'shlishi v'zashachar b'shachris makdir b'nei b'ayim. Fine. But then the Rambam says b'shabbos sheish batfidin usafin v'shnei b'zich levona keitzin yo'ovdim. So he talks about Shabbos has different rules. And then they talk about they have to do another pious there because the mishmaros switch during the day. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan Vayter in the Gemara. Lo gazru al shnei gezirin b'shachris. They didn't make a law about two logs in the morning. What does that mean? Old Mefarshim explained. You had to bring two logs in the morning and two logs in the afternoon. But there was something different. There was a higher standard in some way, a difference in halacha, for the logs in the afternoon. Maybe it means you needed two, right? Two different kohanim to bring one each. While the morning one, you could bring one person with two logs. Maybe it means that do you do it with the Reb Chaim Kanievsky? Do you do it with the Tamid? It's like part of the avod of the Tamid, right? That's in the afternoon, but in the morning you can bring it beforehand. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. There's less of a standard. Lo gazru. They didn't make a gzera. They didn't make a din in the morning like in the afternoon. Amar Rabbi Yosa masnisa amar kain. Right. Well, it sounds that way from the Mishnah. Why? Skip the next four words. Bein harbayim. The next Mishnah that we're going to have on the next daf. It lists off how many kohanim were needed for the carbon tamid. So bein harbayim, the afternoon one, bachadasar, 11. The lo amar, meaning instead of 9. The morning one had 9, the afternoon one had 11. Why? Because the Mishnah says, because you had the two kohanim carrying the wood, carrying the logs. What do you mean? The morning also had. It must be, it wasn't as much of a din. It didn't say anything about Shachris. Right, look in the Karbon Eidah explains. Didn't say anything. The Kohen that brought the Shumas Hadeshen brings the logs in. Right, there wasn't an extra one. So that's what you see. Every day there was 9 in the morning and 11 in the afternoon. So that proves that the morning had a different standard. Rabbi Shammai boy, why is that? Right? Why didn't they make that rule for the morning one? Amar Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Mana thought that Rabbi Shammai just didn't believe Rabbi Yochanan. You didn't believe Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shammai, Demar Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Mana says, Rabbi Shammai, you didn't hear Rabbi Yochanan make the statement? He said it. Rabbi Yossi even said it's provable from the Mishnah. So what's your issue? So v'chazer v'yamar, he said, no, of course I heard it. In du shama, I heard it, but I just wanted to know what the reason is. El kenish d'shama milu makshiyalei. It was like I heard something and I just wanted to ask. I didn't understand why there should be a difference. And that's the question that he asked. Rav Shammai boy, lama gazer al shnei gzirin bein harabayim, but lo gazer al shnei gzirin b'shachris. He had that question. Why is there a difference in the avoda? Why is there a difference? Whatever the difference is, 2 versus 1, next to the mizbeh tamid, proximity or beforehand, that's the difference. Okay. Shlosha azar zachen bo. We had already, the end of our Mishnah said, back in the beginning of the parak, that there were 13, not the beginning of the parak, the second Mishnah, there were 13 kohanim. 13 kohanim that were zocheh to carry up all of these parts. Right? 13, it summarized it. Right, then Benaz, they argued on the order, but 13 Kohanim. So, Vitani Allah, but we have a Brisa that says, Pamim Marbasar, Pamim Chamisha Asar, Pamim Shisha Asar, Lepach HaLiyoser. Sometimes we have 14, 15, or 16. But that's it, no more than that. So you either have 13 through 16. Right, which way? So the Gemara explains. We're going to go with the Karbon Eidah's Girsa here. Right, different than our Girsa that we have. Karbon Eidah's Girsa. Kid Darko, on a regular day, Yud Gimel. On a regular day, you have 13, right? You have some bringing the different limbs as is described in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has the 13. U bechag on Sukkis, Yud Dalad. You have one extra. Why? Bechag biyad echad sluchas shel mayim har Yud Dalad. Right? That, on Sukkis, you have one extra Kohen carrying the cup of water for the Nisuch HaMayim. That makes 14. Bein harabayim, Betezvav. On the afternoon, on a regular day, every day in the afternoon, you have 15, because you have 2 extra. The morning was 13, you have 2 extra, 15. Why? Shnayim biyadam, shnei gezer eitzim, as we just explained. You have the 2 wood carriers of wood in the afternoon. Ubis Shabbos, on Shabbos, even the morning one had Betezvav. Why? Shnayim biyadam, shnei bazichi levona, shalach mapanim. You had the 2 little cups of frankincense that you're going to burn in order to make the lach mapanim mutter. Ubis Shabbos, shepesoch achag. And then on Shabbos, Sukkis, then you have another one carrying the water. So that's how you could have 16. So anywhere between 13 and 16. 13 and 16. Good. A little bit more, and then we'll stop, says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Tiviena. Now the rest of the, till the Mishnah, now we're going to talk about different orders of different avodos. Right? Well, let's say you have 2 avodos to do. What do you do first? Right? The Kohen, if you have 2 avodos to do. There are rules, right? We know there are rules like tadav sheino tadav tadav kodem, mikudash ve'eino mikudash mikudash kodem. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in the Zvachim and Daf Sadi has a suffix, has an ibaya d'lifshita. Maybe we'll start with that next time. Mikudash versus tadir, which wins? If something is more common versus something with more sanctity, that's not answered. And the Rambam says, whatever you want, whatever you want, you have a choice. So that all those factors are going to play in to the next piece of Gemara. Let's start it. Tiviena. to Vienna is talking about the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin, right, we mentioned in the Mishnah already the order of when the Chavitin is done. So to Vienna, bring it, we darshan lefnei musafin. On a day that you bring a carbon musaf, the Chavitin is brought before the musafin. Ukshomer takriv, or when it says takriv, afo achar nesachim. But it's brought on a regular day after the nesachim. After the nesachim, that's when the Chavitin is brought. Remember, the Chavitin is from the Kohen Gadol, it's considered his carbon, but it doesn't have to be makrovit. A Kohen can be makdir it on his behalf. So, to Vienna, the Chavitin is before the Musaf, but after the Nesachim. Is Tani Tani Kodim Nesachim? Don't we have a stira? There's a brisa that says, you do the Chavitin before the Nesachim. So the Gemara says, the Nesachim have flour and oil and wine. So the Chavitin is right in the middle. It's after part and before part. Mandamar Kodim Nesachim, Kodim Neschayayin. The one who says before, it's before the Nesachim, it's before the wine libation. Manda amar la'achar nesachim, la'achar neskesolas. It's after the flour and oil libation. So, interesting, we clearly want to put the chavitin as connected to the nesachim of the day. So we put it right in the middle of the two parts of the nesachim. Okay, I'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time here in Maseches Yumah.